What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Where to Begin podcast. I am Christy Francesco, and that voice you heard interrupting me was my wife, Morgan. How are you doing, honey?
Normally, I'm your illustrious wife, but I suppose my good singing took that title away. I'm doing decent at best, Christopher.
That's good. That's good. All right, this is what? Episode four, right? Episode four.
I've lost track and we're not even to 10, so that's not good.
Usually people lose track around like 30.
28.
Yeah, like 20. Are we at 30 yet? No, we're at episode four. So for those of you that are listening now, we do have three previous episodes that are up now. You guys can
circulating the interwebs.
That's correct. You guys can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbreaker. I don't know. There's like 500 apps you can download for podcasts, and you guys will find us. Just type in Where to Begin. We are the only ones with that name. So we are very unique, New York. And as soon as you type in Where to Begin, you will find us. So I guess to catch everybody up. Morgan, like where to begin? Where you have anything on tap there?
Do we begin, Christopher? What a solid question.
Lately for you, your schedule has picked up quite a bit since our last show.
I'm very blessed. We have indeed. So I've been really worried about this year in terms of the economic climate and what that could mean for potential clients, but my work's still going. It looks like I'm signing a new client today, which is super exciting. It's a client that I'm so pumped to be working with. I just That's really awesome. Like this person. Great person. Mm-hmm. And at a time where I thought things would really slow down, and I have a really exciting project in the works that I'm going to be launching in March around springtime. And I've done a complete brain dump and project plan for it. So I'm really, really excited about where my business is going. And I just feel really motivated. So I just feel like I'm in a really, really good place with that. My only worry is that our toddler is napping on and off. Mm-hmm. We also want to transition her. Don't forget, we want to take the front off her crib to start slowly transitioning to toddler bed. And I'm worried that when that happens, the naps are just going to go because she's just going to run amok, frolic about.
That's right. We don't know that, but please explain to me a brain dump.
Ah, yes. It's when I take all
cliff notes. I don't want to expand on this too much.
Let me think this through real quick. Cliff notes. So it's basically when you have any idea and you just sit down and without any organization, you just write down or type up everything that comes to your mind.
It's like writing a book.
Yeah. And then the next step is organizing it, but it's just getting all of your thoughts on paper essentially, which is what I did. And then I did the next step of organizing it into due dates and steps and objectives that I can achieve. Mm-hmm. And then you slowly, you can add more to it, but it's just basically getting your thoughts on paper or in a project management tool.
Mm-hmm. If you see me, cricking my neck during this podcast, my neck is bothering me. It's like I got an incredible massage today. And so it looks like now the body is starting to calm down and kind of, I'm sure it's normal when you get like an aggressive deep tissue massage as I got today, but I'm sure when I wake up tomorrow, I'll either feel brand new or I will be calling out of work in the morning.
I would love that. I would love it if you could stay home.
Oh, and sit in bed all day because I can't move. It'd still be no help to you.
I'd bring you snacks. No,
you would bring me nothing.
You don't understand. Having your presence at home is just such a calming effect for me. Mm-hmm. And like, you know how bad my anxiety is. And when you're home, it just makes me feel safer. I just feel better.
Bring me snacks, woman.
Well, now I don't feel better.
You just said you would bring me snacks.
It's different when I choose to bring you snacks.
Oh, that's right. Other than you doing your job snacks at home, not feeling well.
Oh, other than when snacks are demanded of me. Two different things.
That's funny. So with all that going on my end, not a whole lot going on with me, unless you consider what happens in Philadelphia sports going on with me, because my brain dump is with Philadelphia sports. So Morgan's brain dump is in, really important
project
things,
management,
like, you know, how to bring in more income to the family. My brain dump is, who are the Eagles going to hire as their next coach? And are the Phillies going to sign JT Realmuto? But I digress. So we're going to move into our topic of today, which was brought to us by Morgan DeFrancesco.
That's correct, sir.
I'm assuming she's been seeing things on the Instagram and seeing people's engagement stories or this and that, you know, kind of, you know, window shopping people's stories.
Window shopping? I'm already married. You think I'm planning wedding number two? I'm not window shopping.
All right. She was
perusing.
Yeah, she was. That's a Morgan word.
I know.
Perusing social media, and I guess a couple of people she saw about their engagements or they're talking about, you know, their wedding days, what that was like, and if they could change anything. You know, I talked to one of my best friends. Or, you know, he might be my best friend, obviously, but good friends, obviously, with Morgan, Kyle. He always said, you know, 6 months after your wedding, you'll look back and you'll find 15 things you'd want to change. And, you know, it's funny. I wouldn't say 15, but there are things.
I'd change the groom.
I'm sure you would.
Just kidding.
Obviously, there would be some things I would change, and we'll definitely get into that. But also, Morgan wanted me to come on here, and she twisted my arm, my already damaged arm, to say, hey, tell them about our engagement story. So I was like, all right, okay. Well, then I will talk about the engagement story. Like she was gritting her teeth. And her eyes were bug-eyed, saying, tell them about your engagement story.
Okay. Well, one, my eyes are very large in general, so they're usually bug-eyed. Two, we need to rein in this attitude, sir.
Why?
Being rude. You're making me so crazy.
That's funny. All right.
I was just excited to have a good topic. So basically, because I follow on my business, I follow because I also do event planning on the side. So I do follow a lot of event planners and most event planners on Instagram are wedding planners. You don't see a lot of, you know, you don't see as many corporate ones on there. So I've been seeing, you know, it's engagement season right now. So I've been seeing a lot about, you know, wedding planning and engagements and stuff. And I just thought it'd be a fun topic for us to kind of reminisce a bit on our engagements as well as kind of our wedding. I don't know. I thought it might be fun.
That's fun.
Don't think so, Chris, you pick a new topic. 3, 2, 1, go. What are we talking about?
I'm
not JT Realmuto.
Pinhub.
Ajmati.
All right, quick thing, because she said Ajmati. Real quick. So the NFL draft is in April. The Eagles have the 6th overall pick. And realistically, it's down to two players who everybody in the city wants the Eagles to draft. It's Devonta Smith and it's Ja'Marr Chase, two wide receivers, one from LSU, one from Alabama. When I told Morgan, I've told her the names prior in a couple different occasions. So I was bringing up to her, I think it was a week ago, maybe when the national championship game was going on, or like the week before. And I said, yeah, you know, that player that the Eagles wanted, the receiver, had a massive game. And she goes, who, Ajmati? And I said, who the hell is Ajmati? And she goes, that receiver that they really want. I was like, Ja'Marr Chase? You're like, no, the other one. I was like, Devonta Smith? And you said, yes, that guy. I was like, when the hell did he become an Arab wide receiver?
Listen, how my do brain compute. I don't know. Because remember Sherlock Mahomes?
Yeah, but at least it rhymes with his actual name. What does Ajmati have to do with Devonta Smith?
A sleuthing detective quarterback, Sherlock Mahomes. Don't know. You just said Devonta Smith and I heard Ajmati, I guess. But the thing is, I say it so serious.
You do. And
I do.
It was really good. All right. So about our engagement. So it happened in August, right? It was August
yes.
3rd.
I think it was the 3rd.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I have the memory book, so I can always consult.
Men, it's okay to forget when you proposed. It's not okay to forget your wedding anniversary. Okay. Mm. Just let you know, because sometimes I really forget when I proposed.
And side note, I will say too, you proposed around dates that we already had anniversaries. Like you proposed around the time we first met and around the time that we first officially started dating. Like August was a big month for us in general. So I get those dates confused too. Cause one's like one's the third and one's the ninth, I think.
Mm-hmm. So
I should know.
I know you should. You should put it in one of the two $900 journals that you got for Christmas.
They were each 70 and I use them daily.
No, that's just, I understand. I know. All right. So the day I proposed, we had tickets to go to a Phillies game, right? Phillies Pirates, right?
Yeah. Because I remember you were excited about the Pirates because I used to live in Pittsburgh.
That's right. And at the time, I think the Pirates, obviously, they had Andrew McCutchen, and he was, he's my second favorite player of all time. So that was that whole
thing. Didn't have Ashmati, though.
No, he was probably like in seventh grade, eighth grade at the time. I remember being at work. So this is very vivid because I was still at the place that I'm currently back working with. I remember that day I had the ring in my car. And I was going to wait until our dating anniversary, which was August 9th, I believe, right? That's where the 9th comes in. I think it was August 9th.
I think August 9th.
And it was
going to
be in Disney.
I do want to pause here and make note. You're not good at locking your car. So the fact that the ring was in your car, not
locked.
Smart, sir.
It was locked. It was very much locked.
Differ. But yes, August 9th, I think we were supposed to be in Disney around
right.
that time.
So I was planning on proposing in Disney, not like the normal cliche Disney proposal, like in front of the castle or something like that. I think I was going to do it like maybe on the boardwalk.
You talked about Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. And
you talked about something with Star Wars.
I was going to do it like on the bridge in Epcot that overlooks the at that time illumination fireworks going into either, I think it was France and then Great Britain maybe. So
maybe, yeah.
One of those two.
I know a place you're talking about.
So I was in work and my boss, I obviously I won't give you her name because I didn't ask for her permission.
I will. It's just kidding.
So there was two ladies. One was my boss and one was my, a good family friend of ours. And she was my coworker as well. They both, bossed me around every day.
Preparing you for marriage.
Basically prepared me for marriage. Yeah. The whole day they could tell that something was on my mind and they both knew that I was planning to propose. And
that day or in Disney?
In Disney. They knew. So I said, I really have this thing in my car. I really just want to do this now. Like, I just want to get this over with because it's driving me crazy. No, it's not a wow. Like, oh, let me just propose her. It's a matter of like, look, I would like to be proposed in Disney. Like that would be really cool to get all the photos, from day one and all that stuff with the ring.
Cliche.
I know.
And
but
your family was there. Ugh. No,
you still would have said yes.
I don't know. I would have been mad. Depends on who was there to take the picture.
It would have just been us two. It wouldn't have.
Okay,
I would have had like a cast member probably taking a photo. But the whole time, the two ladies were just saying, just here's how you can do it. Here's how you should do it. Do it tonight. If you really want to do it tonight, don't do it at the Phillies game. Because I said, what if I drive to the Phillies game and when I get out of the car before we go into the park, I do it in the parking lot
with all the drunkies.
Right. With all the drunkies, but I figured it's not cliche because it's not a ballpark proposal. It's not inside the baseball stadium.
But if you did propose in the ballpark and my name was not on that screen, I would have said, you half-assed this.
You should have whole-assed this entire production.
Whole-assed.
So they finally convinced me, not convinced me, but they kind of, I don't know what the word is, but
they you feel confident in your decision.
Yeah, they knew that I wanted to do it that night in some way. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it when we get home to our apartment. And I wanted to do it in our apartment because I'm not a very, as much as people think I'm this social butterfly, even, my wife thinks I'm this social butterfly. My dad puts it the best is I'm a social chameleon. I blend in with any topic, any group of people, anything like that. But I really am I like to be pretty private. There's a lot of things that we don't talk to people about, or there's a lot of things that people don't know about. Realistically, the only thing people know about me now is that I'm married to Morgan. And then all I care about is Addison. I mean, realistically, the only photos that go up on my social media is with Addison. Any posts are either sometimes sports related or just Addison.
Or wrestling. Unless you loop that in with sports.
Yeah, I looped that in with sports. Yeah. So I said, I'm going to do this when I go home. I get back home. Thank goodness I got home before Morgan. Sometimes it didn't happen that way, but this time it did. I got home. I got changed in my Philly shirt. I kept everything as humanly normal as possible. Obviously, she had no idea any of this was coming, which was great. So I brought the ring in. I had it in my, you know, it's 2015, 2016. Yeah, 16. And, you know, I was wearing cargo shorts for those people who still might wear cargo shorts. Sorry. But at 2016, you know, men had cargo shorts. So I had those. She comes in. She has to hustle because she knows I don't like being late to things. And, you know, not just that. She also knew traffic. Go ahead.
I vividly remember I was discussing Suicide Squad with you.
That's
and
right.
The movie, I don't think it came out yet, but I think we were talking about something. I don't know if maybe it was the trailer that came out, like the final one, or we were talking about when we were going to go. But yeah. I remember that's what I was talking to you about, is I was like hustling, trying to get ready to go.
Right. And so I get my Philly shirt on. She gets her stuff on. We were in the bedroom, and you know that it was the bed, then there was the space, and then there's the television with the bureau set. So I said, you know what? F it. I'm just going to do it right here and now. I got down on my one knee and I did the traditional stuff. And if I remember correctly, I think I said, I don't ever want to go another day now out of this house and people don't know that you're engaged.
You started off with how much you loved the Phillies. And how you don't want to go to another place, especially like a baseball game.
Oh, right.
Where you love it so much without people knowing how much I love you.
That's correct.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the gist of it was I didn't want to go out another second without people knowing that, look, she's engaged. He loves her. You're getting married. So it was basically my public display of affection. Because I know Morgan is infatuated with the two dumbest shows on television.
Okay, it's not infatuation. It's just comedy in its rawest form.
Which is a Bachelorette and a Bachelor. Although she does watch the 90 Day Fiancé, that topples anything that Bachelor does. Yeah,
that's
awful.
Pretty unbelievable. And it
Oh no, it's believable.
That's popcorn worthy.
It is. It's popcorn worthy. And I said, you know, will you accept this ring? And she didn't answer for 30 seconds. And I'm just sitting there with my hand up. It's like a rom-com.
You forgot you got the ring stuck in your pocket.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the ring.
As you're going down, like men, you got like.
Yeah, man, this is why you don't wear cargo shorts, because your ring will get stuck in your pockets.
Because you had the whopping massive box in there.
Yeah, I did.
It was big.
That's
it
what
was
she
a big
said.
Box. Yes. I did say that, and I do say that.
No, okay. So I said, and then you backed up. You were crying, of course. You know, why wouldn't you?
All right.
So then back up, and I'm like, are you going to say yes or no? And then you were like, oh, yes, yes. And I was like,
I was
thank God.
I was just taking it back.
Yeah, so then we get in the car to drive to the Phillies game. We take a photo right outside of our door with the ring, and then you call your mom. And all that. I don't know who else you called. We get to the Phillies game. Yeah, you did. You called your mom.
I can't remember.
Oh, no, you definitely did. You called your mom.
I sent a picture to my father and he was all offended.
I don't care. And then, we go to the Phillies game. We get a photo like in front of the Harry Callis statue. We get a bunch of photos. One of my best friends, Brian, was there. He was on leave from the military. He was at the game. He was drunk, but he was still very excited. He took a photo of us. You know, it was a great night. The Phillies won by a lot. I think they blew them out. It was just a beautiful night. It was a lot of fun. And then the best part about all this, that's, you know, we're done with the engagement. The best part about all of this is that gave now Morgan a chance to plan a wedding. And we always talked about how when we do get engaged, it's going to be like a year after. We're not going to be, you know, engaged for 3 years. We're not going to be Pam and Roy. You know, it's not going to be where you get engaged and it's just, you know, when it happens, it happens. It was something where we're going to plan like a year from now. And we planned for October 17.
Yes, because I was born October. October is also a big month for us. October 18 was our daughter. October 17 was our wedding.
And what was the initial? You wanted to get married 10. What was it? What was the date you originally wanted to get married? Because 10.
It was, oh, because it was the 17. So 10, 7, 17.
That's
so
what it was.
Easier right. to remember, but yeah. they didn't have the 7th available. So we went with 14, 10, 14.
Right. 10, 14. I always think it's the 13th too sometimes. It's weird. The 14th.
I do too.
Yeah, I always think
I
it's
think
the
that all the time. Yeah. And I don't know why. I don't know why.
So we got that date plan. We visited a couple venues.
But you're forgetting something about the proposal. You've just been speaking and I've just been listening in
awe so sorry.
Of your majestic Zoom video feed right. since we can't be on the
go
same
ahead.
Floor.
I know. Go ahead.
Something that was interesting. I've never even told you this. I mean, it doesn't really, it's not a big deal at all, but for someone, you know, I don't wear jewelry. Mm-hmm. I might wear a necklace from time to time. And I really like those Alex and Annie bangles, but I just didn't wear rings. Mm-hmm. So it was a little, thank goodness you had my ring size perfect mm-hmm. because it was definitely stressful having like a 10K. It's, you didn't pay that, mm-hmm. but it's like what valued at 10 or 8 or something like
yeah.
that.
The last
ring, brand new ring on my finger, and we're going to a very big public place mm-hmm. and I'm not used to wearing jewelry. Like I just stared at it the whole time. Part of the reason in it, admiration.
So it doesn't fall.
And also like afraid that I was going to lose it at the Phillies game.
Because
I would do that. You know that.
Yeah,
that would
funny.
Definitely be something I would do.
Now it makes sense. Now I understand. Knowing your anxiety now, makes sense that you would just stare at a ring the entire night, not because you were like unbelievably excited, but oh my gosh, I hope this thing doesn't fall off.
It definitely was a fear. I was like, oh man, here we are. And one thing you didn't mention about your proposal was totally you can't keep things. Like you are known, like I think the couple months prior was my birthday. You gave me my birthday gift
mm-hmm.
3 weeks before my birthday because it came in the mail. You just can't hold on to things.
That's correct.
And so I think that's part of the reason why it was eating away at you. And I was really shocked with the proposal because I truly did not think that you would be willing to propose without having a full year of dating.
Oh,
because
I mean,
we were
that was
a little
something,
short of a year.
That was something I thought about, but I was like, you know what? A couple days is really irrelevant. Who cares?
You already have the ring. You're going to do
it. Yeah.
Might as well.
That's another
thing.
You
made the investment.
Right. That was another thing that that made me just do it right away. Cause I'm just thinking, I mean, I'm going to do it in like 6 days anyway. So what the heck does it even matter? But yeah, that was good. Sorry if I cut you off.
No, that's fine. That's all I had to say.
Okay.
Just wanted to throw in some 2 cents.
So, and then we start planning the wedding, and we start, obviously the first thing you do is you start checking out venues, and we did the venues. We saw quite a few, some we loved mm-hmm. and some we just did not like at all. We found the one that
we were
wanted.
Very limited too. We were limited in our search because at the time I was an event planner and it was a wedding planner. And I told Chris that I did not want to get married or not married, but because we got married in our church, but I didn't want to have the reception at any of the venues that I was constantly working at. Cause that's like, it'll
cause then it would
feel
be like
work.
Yeah.
And I've seen all the behind the scenes of all these places. And it was like, so it took a lot of venues out of consideration. Although yep. There was only one that I probably would have considered. The other one I would have considered was way too expensive. It like starts at $10,000 for a rental fee, which doesn't come with food, which is insane.
Yeah. The one we picked though was perfect. I really did. I
do
really
exactly
do think
what
so.
We had wanted.
You know, when I look back now, you know, at one of the things would I change about the wedding, the hall would not be it.
No,
I would
I
not
change
anything
either.
About
because it was also it actually was a restaurant with a hall attached,
which
so it was
placates
nice having,
to how good food is.
Yeah, and right. The food was. I feel like everyone says this about their wedding, but I definitely think it's true of ours. The food was really good.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like a 4.5-5-star fancy restaurant.
Yeah,
that
it is.
People save up to go to.
Yeah, that's in the middle of a very small town.
I know, it's very weird. It's so funny. I never considered it at first because I was like, how could this possibly be a nice place because of where it's located?
Yeah.
And it turned out being a great place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. It was a beautiful venue. Everything was fantastic.
Our coordinator wasn't.
Our coordinator, she was a party, man.
She's the thing I
Yes, right? Jessica, was that her name?
Jessica.
I don't think I'll ever forget her name.
I'll never forget her name, and she'll never forget my face.
So we start planning the wedding, and the really great thing about Morgan, and I'll toot her horn here, is I was very involved with the wedding.
Yes.
I mean, soup to nuts, I was very involved. You know, a couple of my friends that just recently got married, you know, I heard them say they weren't involved really at all, or they just didn't want to. I was super involved. And it's not because, you know, people say, oh, well, you have to, it's your wife, she'd get mad. No. I was super involved because the theme of the wedding was our passions. And Morgan really wanted me to incorporate things that I love into the wedding and things that she loved in the wedding. I love wrestling, so wrestling was part of the wedding. I love sports, so sports was part of the wedding. We both adore and love film. Film was a major part of the wedding. So it was spectacular. Everything was great. Kind of go yeah. over maybe, you
some
know,
of the details.
Some of your details of the wedding, because I mean, yeah. you had the spreadsheets, you created everything, like legit soup to nuts on your own. There was nobody
creating
it.
Did all the brain dumping, Chris.
You did all the dumping of the brain on this wedding. Yeah. So kind of, you know, definitely give yourself a little bit of credit too, because to this Thanks. Day, people still bring up how cool everything was set up for the tables at the reception. So,
but go
ahead. It's the floor
Let
is
me
yours.
Go. Are you going to turn it over? Yep. Do I get to go?
You're good.
I'm good. All right. So to start with the church, mm-hmm. we actually had two, because we wanted both. So we were like, we're just going to do it. So we had two guest books, essentially. So one was a wooden baseball diamond with the initial D in the middle and our wedding date. And we had people sign that. Where that's located, I'm not sure, but it really needs to be hanging in our house.
I agree. Where the heck is that?
I think it's in the guest bedroom in the corner with all the other things that need to be hung. Pretty okay. sure that's where it is. Anyway, so we had that. And the other thing, because we're both Christian, it's both a very big part of our lives. We had a Bible that we had our names put on the side, like Mr. and Mrs. D. Francesco with the date. And we provided highlighters and pens. And we asked that our, you know, friends and family, or at least those who were Christian or wanted to, would highlight their favorite Bible verse and then like sign next to it or like leave a note next to it as to why it's their favorite one. Mm-hmm. That I do have. And the only reason why that's not out and about is because we have child. And I don't want child to destroy that. Mm-hmm. But eventually that's something that I would like to be like a staple coffee table type of book.
Yeah.
And then at our reception, I created, and this sounds cheesy, but I'll be honest, it was really, really nice looking. I did a really good job. We picked our favorite movies and I created a custom design seating chart. And I dealt, like, I found all the movie logos and put them in knockout logos, which basically means they were just white. So everything looked consistent and people each sat at a different film table.
Our favorite films.
Yes, at the time. And then we also, during cocktail hour, I don't think you remember this, but we're both really big game players. So we had some fun games for people to play. It was all like little word games or people like Mad Libs and little things like that. But we had some like little activities spread out throughout cocktail hour for people to do. Mm-hmm. Our music for dinner, it was all a playlist, and the DJ did do a good job with that. We gave him a long list of all of our favorite songs from movies. And it wasn't necessarily scores, like the theme from La La Land was in there. We had the Joker and the Thief from Hangover was in there. So people, mm-hmm. the music people listened to during dinner was like famous songs from movies.
Yeah, like classic rock, but then you would go into like Back to the Future soundtrack.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
it would go into Joker and the Thief. And like, one of the first things people came up to us at our table was, is that what that song is? I said, oh, there's a bunch of them. And they said, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen at a wedding. And this was the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was really excited about that because our DJ did legitimately play every single song we wanted. Mm-hmm. There's, I think, one from The Sandlot on there, but like it was music from our favorite songs. And then the cupcakes, where we had like four or five different flavors and they were all named something. So one was mm-hmm. called the Showstopper for Shawn Michaels. Mm-hmm. One was called the Mind Freak for Chris Angel, the Ron Swanson and the Dwight Schrute. Or it was a root beer cupcake, which we mostly got for the kids that were there. And we called it Schrute beer. and I think we had like the Swanson, I think it was called. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we tried to incorporate all of the things that we really, really loved. My favorite thing at the wedding was I had someone on Etsy create a custom image of us that made us look like we were Bob's Burgers characters standing in front of the Bob's Burgers restaurant.
Yep.
And that was like a 10 by 14 image when it printed, and I framed it and I had it put up next to our late night snack was mini sliders and fries.
Yeah. So
we had the Bob's Burgers thing. Our drinks, what was our drink? I think our drink was the drink of Jericho. I think drink.
Yeah, and it was an AMRAP, as much rum as possible.
As much rum as possible, because you were really into CrossFit at the time.
Yeah, and then the drink of Jericho.
Yeah, the drink. That's right. And mine was like a blue drink because Jericho.
The Jericho
was
a blue. Yeah, that was so great.
Yours was just a rum and coke, I think.
Yep.
So we did a really, really good job incorporating everything that we loved. You love Batman. And so your wedding gift, I got you custom Batman. They're like wooden cufflinks, the little bat symbol on them. Yeah. And then our entrances, I'll let you do the entrances because you like to talk about this. And I will say, as a wife, I think I was pretty awesome letting you do this. And I will say, to start it off, I do not regret not having a fog machine because they're very dangerous.
I regret it. All right. So the entrances were pretty spectacular. First, I want to say we exited the wedding ceremony to Kurt Angle's theme song. So yes. Just a quick thing. I'm a huge wrestling
fan. I walked down to one wedding of my singer. Favorite songs. Oh yeah. Wedding singer.
We had at the time a friend who does the piano. Played that song on the piano, which is really cool.
She didn't sing it, but she just played it. But yeah, it was the wedding singer love song. Yeah.
And then we exited for the Kurt Angle song. A couple of my friends in the beginning, my groomsmen, were saying "You suck" to the whole
That's
the song.
What you do.
Yeah, that's
so
what you
they
do for the song. So it was
correctly.
Okay in church. So when we get to the ceremony, what was really cool? So we got all of my groomsmen. Had their own songs. And of course, there was a riff because a couple people said, why don't the ladies get their own song? They all came out to
one
their
lady
own stuff.
Didn't want to walk out with her own husband and demanded she walk out with your friends instead.
Yeah, that was funny. But and then we had, you know, the Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake at the time was like new and super popular. So Morgan had her bridesmaids
the,
and stuff
the bridesmaids,
like that.
Because there was a very big age difference. The bridesmaids were a lot older and were like married. And like we had some young kids, like kids that are like my cousins who are I'm close with. And I'm almost more like an aunt in a way sometimes. So they all came out to that. And then it was your groomsmen that had special things.
So my brothers came out to the Hardy Boys theme song. Because growing up, they were really big fans of the Hardy Boys. Jay and Kyle Barone came out to Evolution. And from what I gather, Jay threw his jacket on the floor and gave it an elbow drop on hardwood floor. I don't know. I have a photo
That's
of
dedication.
It, but I didn't see it. Sean came out to My Time by Triple H. For those of you who are deep, you know, rooted wrestling fans will know that theme song from right before Motorhead played him out for the last 20 years.
Wait, no, but what was it? What was he called originally? Because I love making fun of his original
Hunter
name.
Hearst Helmsley. Oh, no, Terrorizing.
Terrorizing.
In WCW.
Oh, he should have come out to that theme song. But he also had the water bottle thing.
He Sean did. Thank God. There was a good 30 feet between him and like the first guest. So Sean spit water like Triple H out. He took his role very serious, which was fine because Triple H is very serious in his entrance.
What about Kyle and Seb?
Kyle and Seb, they came out to Jericho.
I think so, yeah.
I think they came out to Chris Jericho. Yeah, break the walls down. And then for me...
let's pause here. What we're about to say here was 1,000% my idea. Because I turned to Chris one day and I said, why don't you and I have our own entrances? And I said, everyone will be shocked when you go out by yourself and will probably think that I didn't want to do it. And no one will be expecting that I myself will have my own entrance. But so yes, you got your very own entrance, which now I'll let you explain.
We got our own entrance.
I just wanted to take credit.
Oh no, that's perfectly. That's all you. We had our own entrance. We were separate. So I had a theme song made for me. So even to this day, I love Chris Angel. I love Magic. And, you know, Shawn Michaels is, you know, very important in my life since a Ute.
The Ute years.
Since the turn of 1990. So I had the beginning of a Chris Angel remix theme song cut right into a Shawn Michaels theme song. And I had my my official Winged Eagle 1990s championship belt that my groomsman got me as a gift for our bachelor party. I came out to that and did all the Shawn Michaels shenanigans, and it was a lot of fun. And everyone's, as I'm going down, you know, the proverbial ramp going towards the dance square, the dance whatever floor, everyone's looking at me like, well, where the heck is Morgan? Like, was that like an accident? Was that planned? And then I got to the end. I said, wait, Morgan's coming. Just wait a second. So then Morgan, we actually like, we practiced this at our apartment. She came out to the Bobby Roode theme song. For those of you who don't know, just type in Bobby Roode WWE theme. And it's so majestic. Even if it wasn't Bobby Roode, the song itself is just great. It
starts out going, glorious.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And Morgan had a
custom robe.
Custom made robe that said Bobby Roode
had a robe.
Right.
I think it said Morgan on it. It said Morgan. Yeah, because Bobby Roode wears a custom robe that's bejeweled. So I had a custom robe in our wedding color, one of our wedding colors, which was maroon.
Right.
And it had silver bejeweled my name on it.
And she wore that over the dress. And she, there's certain points of the song that break where Bobby Roode will do a certain thing with his arms, like wave his arms. And, you know, it's all about timing and stuff like that. And she nailed everything.
It starts out, I was behind a curtain and then the glorious hits. And I yelled at the two people, like the two event people, open. And they opened it. And I was standing in the pose he was usually standing in.
It was great. And Morgan takes the long, you know, trek down towards the dance floor. And then there's one final one. And I'm just waiting for it to get done. And then she literally timed it so well. Everything came off smashing. It was great. But that was a really big hit. The fact that we had our own entrance music and then because look, we knew what the reception, like we always said, the reception is basically for the guests, you know? And I understand people have the cliche wedding entrances. I get it. It's cool. It's whatever. But like,
you wanted to do something for
us. Do something fun. It's, you know, this is our day too. Why can't we do something fun? You know?
Yeah. Our day too. We're sharing this with y'all.
I'm going to be with her for the rest of my life. Why can't I come out separately of my entrance theme?
All right. All right.
So that was a lot of fun. We had that taken care of. Then the entire, you know, the wedding went off really well, I thought.
Yes. The only hitches in the wedding were pre-wedding and post-wedding. But everything, I think the reception went as planned. I think the only thing that you and I agreed with is our DJ played some really weird music.
Yeah.
We didn't have the most dancing crowd. Well, actually, that's not true. Our crowd really did dance, but too many times the DJ picked music that was weird.
I agree. Like
there was a couple songs I had never heard of.
Yeah.
Never heard before in my life. Mm-hmm. And that was really strange. I don't know if someone requested it, but we did give him a really long list of suggestions. He definitely didn't play them all. So it was kind of... that was weird, but you know what? He nailed the entrances and the dinner music, and that I was really grateful for. Oh, I think one thing what you and I are both forgetting. So dinner music was songs from movies. Mm-hmm. I think if I remember correctly, Cocktail Hour was scores from movies.
That's right. That's what I was going to say to you earlier. It's like, I think Cocktail Hour was scores only.
Yeah. So we did have movie scores in there, but it was just Cocktail Hour.
Yeah, a lot of things people also loved after the entrances were coming up to our table and wanting pictures with the title belt. With the bride and groom, with the title belt.
Sure.
Isn't it great how we get a prop and that's the most popular thing of the first part of the wedding?
I know.
That was really cool. I mean, realistically, everything went great. And fun fact for all of you, you know, people that are going to get married and everyone goes, oh, man, the bride and groom, as soon as they leave the wedding, they just go home and have wild sex all night. Fun fact, when the wedding was over, we couldn't wait to just go to sleep. We were so tired.
It was a very long day.
We went to my parents after.
Did we do that? Did we have to pick something up? We had to pick some stuff up
and there was people there. Like,
oh, our car was there.
My car was there. There was a couple people there. I think a couple of your family who drove far was coming back there for a little bit. Deb, I think from Maryland, they were going to be there.
The next morning they were there too. So then we had to get up in the morning.
Right.
And we had brunch.
Right. So just let everybody know, there was no wild shenanigans going on our wedding night, because when we got up at the back to my parents' house, it was about an hour. And then on the drive back, literally we got into the front door of the apartment. I'm pretty sure we didn't even shower. I think we just...
That's not like me. I always shower.
Being
in that dress, I showered.
So I'm pretty sure that we just like quickly showered and like just literally went to bed, because we had to be up in like 7 hours to go to brunch.
Well, I don't want to talk about this, and you know, but I will say what we did do first is we did open up the card box and go through all the cards.
Well, because we were going on our honeymoon 2 days later.
Yeah, but we didn't need anything for that. I think we were just so excited to see the cards.
Oh, that's right. We did do that. You're right. That was tiring too.
That was, and then we totally passed out, and then we
and then of course morning, you know brunch. 10 minutes into opening up the thing, all the right. whole world went all to right,
crap. All right, all right.
So then
we
get
need to have a safe word so I can say you're not safe allowed to discuss word. This.
Samsonite.
Ashmati.
Is a safe word. So then you know we open up the cards, and then literally we just go right to sleep. Like it was just exhausting day.
But we didn't talk about the two things, the two worst things, and they weren't the worst things, but for me and my anxiety and my, I used to have self-confidence issues, and I think that's pretty common with women and people in general.
And Chris.
But like, yeah, well, and people in general, but like, I used to be self-conscious, and then actually I got a lot of confidence from you, and I definitely owe that to you for making me feel, cause you just make me feel beautiful. Mm. But you know, on your wedding day, you're supposed to be very beautiful. And like, in a way it like adds a bit of pressure. And like, you really like, I had so much anxiety going into our wedding day about my makeup, because I had made the decision. I'm not going to have someone do it, because I've had my makeup done before and I haven't liked it. I'm very much a natural person. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want, I do sweat. So I didn't want a ton of like foundation and stuff that would just melt off sweat. Onto my white dress.
I know.
And so like, I made the decision, I'm going to do my makeup myself. And I spent literally months preparing for it, watching videos, mm-hmm. buying products. I did a mm-hmm. whole Sephora trial with my aunt where they show me like what I should use, how I should do it. Mm-hmm. I did tests on myself. I worked really, really hard on it. So my makeup was something that I was really self-conscious about, because I was really worried, because I wanted to look like me, but mm-hmm. just a little bit more dolled up. And I think you said I looked beautiful. You said I did a really good job.
When I saw you in I couldn't, and I knew you were going to be doing your own makeup because we had talked about it. And I saw you doing those things and the tutorials. And I was like, my goodness, like you looked immaculate. Like you didn't look like a doll. You right. didn't look like a mannequin. Yeah. You looked spectacular. Like it was a perfect amount, and like you nailed it. But what?
The thing that went wrong. And I'm surprised you're not picking up as to what I'm about to say.
When we were at the altar?
No, not when we were at the altar.
Oh, but say, that's not wrong.
Although we both wronged each other at the altar, which we can cover next. So this thing, you know, as a bride who is super self-conscious about her makeup, I felt really good once I put it on. My hair, like I also had a horrible hair trial, and that I panicked and I found someone last minute to do it. And she was amazing. And my hair was to the T exactly how I envisioned it and wanted it. My first hair trial, the person kept spending the whole hair trial telling me, you can't have your hair like that. It doesn't work like that. Your hair is too thin. And I'm like, every person I've ever talked to has always told me my hair is super thick. So I don't know why
your hair is very thick.
Anyway, so super self-conscious. I'm sorry, I'm taking way too long.
Yes,
so basically, now you'll probably figure out what I'm about to say. We're doing my bridal portraits, and all of the women in the bridal party and all of my family, like they're all out. Everyone's staring at me because I'm doing portraits just of myself. Crazy wedding coordinator chick runs out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And she's like, she's very dressed up, which she should be, in stilettos, like a thin pencil skirt. So like, you know, because she's in stilettos and a thinner skirt, like she can only walk so far yeah. because her knees only go so far. So she's like frantically running. She yells at my photographer, stop, stop. And we all like stop and look at her. And she's like, my wedding coordinator goes, she is way too pale. She needs bronzer.
Oh,
and she goes
gosh.
Running after my hairstylist, who I think she assumed was the makeup artist, because she had no idea I did my makeup myself. And it was like awful, because everyone's like, I was getting pictures just by myself, and everyone was like behind the photographer waiting to be like, okay, aunt joined, mom joined, sisters joined, you know, that kind of like mm-hmm. substitute out thing. And I just felt so self-conscious because this woman's running yelling, I'm too pale, you're not allowed to take another photo of me, it's that pale. And I am a pale person. I asked everyone at my wedding party, said I looked fine and it wasn't a big deal, but that was definitely that something made me self-conscious and not something that we planned. And then we can go back to our wedding and how we wronged each other at the aisle.
Yeah. I will say the photos in the morning for my groomsmen were awesome. Yeah. We took photos in a baseball dugout.
Baseball field. Yeah.
Yeah. That was really cool. You know, and one thing I really wanted to do, it's so cool to even bring it up. And, you know, I grew up a massive, even to this day, Ken Griffey Jr., you know, and, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. had an incredible relationship with his dad, or still does, his dad's alive. But one of the main things I wanted to do during my photos in the morning were, can you get photos of us, of me having a catch with my dad? And that's all I wanted to do. I just want to have a catch with my dad. So literally that's what we did. My dad and I, we were in our suits and everything. We were down at the baseball field that I grew up on, and literally just having a catch with my dad. And they were getting photos of that. And it was just so cool.
Thank goodness it wasn't muddy.
I think it was wet, but it wasn't
it
muddy.
Was a little. I remember it rained the night before or morning of or something. Yeah. I remember we were a little worried moist. About that. It was moist.
It was a tad moist in the morning.
Moist morning.
That was amazing. So, but yeah, at the actual reception. So rewind really quick.
Wait, reception or ceremony?
Ceremony. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
So we go to the ceremony. Rewind to the practice, whatever that's called. Wedding rehearsals. I was supposed to meet Morgan at the end of the steps, grab her hand, and, you know, walk her up the steps. Great. That's perfect. We get to the ceremony. She comes. She's walking towards the steps. I do my job. I'm following directions from the night before, and I go down to the steps, and she goes, I got this. In my hand, I'm out there like I'm like that weirdo that's going.
Didn't I give you my bouquet?
Yeah,
I thought I gave you my bouquet.
Yeah, I was her server. I was like, here, take this and wait. And then it's like, you know, you go up to a kid and you have your hand out for a high five, and the kid stares at you like you're an idiot. That was my wife at our ceremony. Like, hello, here's my hand in marriage. Let's walk. I shall walk you to our spots. I got it. Walks up there, and I'm like, all right.
I gave you my bouquet so I could pick up my dress with both hands.
Right.
And I walked,
you know, there's
myself.
No one, isn't there someone supposed to be there to pick up your dress?
Isn't there, yeah, like, but designated... usually they fix it, like, because usually with weddings, like, we actually had to stand on a stage. So like I'm walking up steps here. And that's not always, that doesn't always happen. But then what happens is once I get to the altar, my maid of honor is supposed to take my bouquet and also fluff my dress and make sure it looks nice for, you know, for in photos. So it doesn't look like a, you know, balled up mess. Cause I did have a bit of a train.
Right. So more,
and my veil was a full length.
Yeah. Your veil. Yeah. Veil. Yeah. And then we get up there and we're standing next across from each other. She's crying. I'm just staring at her because I'm probably still kind of hot from from not being able to grab her hand and walk up the steps. Instead, she just hands me the flowers and say, here you go, boy. Go take these up to your spots.
All right.
So we go up there and she gets mad afterwards. And I bring it up and I just asked her because she was crying. I'm like, and I'm trying to lighten the mood a little bit. I'm like, so how did everything go this morning? And you're like,
no, that's not what you said. You said, so did everything go okay this morning?
Yeah, that's what you
said. And our pastor's talking, like starting to marry us. And you don't say, you look so beautiful. I can't wait to marry you. How did everything go this morning? And also, you didn't cry when I walked down the aisle. You cry at Sean's speech. Mm-hmm. You cry at your dad's speech.
I didn't cry.
But when
I,
you see your wife for the first time, we had no first look because I wanted him to be emotional when he saw me for the first time in front of everyone. And he has this like squinty look on his face because I think he's trying to stop himself crying.
Yep.
But he's got this squinty, constipated look on his face as I'm walking down the aisle.
Well, guess what? You deserved it now.
Well, at that point in time, I hadn't gifted you yet.
That's true.
Is gift a word?
It is in your world. In your world, it is.
At that point, I hadn't, I don't know. I hadn't wronged you.
That's right. That's right.
So you wronged me first.
All right. We were even.
Hence, I walked myself across the threshold.
So yeah, the ceremony was great and beautiful. No, everything went off without a hitch.
Yeah. The last thing,
our church was
great.
The end of the night.
The end of the night when everyone's leaving and they're collecting all of our accessories. So our maitre d' was like a 21-year-old college student who looked like he was on steroids. He was totally a gym rat, and that's fine. He had a great job. He was super nice, very charismatic. It was fine. Better than some of the maitre d's that I've had to work with in the past or had. So
that's good.
Anyway, he is picking up all of our centerpieces, and our centerpieces were these giant glass vases, which, by the way, were a nightmare ordering because I had to get them from Target.
Some of them were broke.
Target one time I got this giant box at our apartment and I opened it up and there's four vases, broke. No padding.
Oh, that's
just
right.
Four yep. giant vases. No, and these are like 14 inch like diameter, whatever.
I remember.
Like
I remember.
Huge. And I was like, they didn't even put bubble wrap in here. No. And they were all broken. We had so much glass. I had to get so many. And then by the time I was trying to get all of our vases, they were discontinued. And like I was trying to find any Target in the country that had them and then I could get them shipped from. It was a nightmare, but I ended up having enough. Yeah. But anyway. So I have bad anxiety, which I think we've talked about. And one of my things that I have bad anxiety about is other people's blood and getting diseases from human fluids. So on my wedding day, our maitre d', this gym rat guy, goes to pick up our vases, picks it up from the top, and they have like 8 massive pillar candles of different sizes in there. So this is heavy. At least one breaks on him. He slices his hand and he is getting blood everywhere. Do you know what this guy does? Nothing. He continues to touch all of our accessories. Like I'm like walking and like I'm going back to the bridal suite, which is also where that's where he was putting all of our accessories back. Mm-hmm. And there's blood all over the door. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. And like there was blood everywhere. There was blood all over our bins. Like when we had to be careful picking up the bins because he got blood on the handles. Mm. And I was like, he just cut himself and didn't do anything about it.
My man's dedicated to his work.
Or he could have been, I mean, we could have called and like that could have been really bad if I had pushed the issue.
Why did you not push the issue? I just realized we could have gotten our money back.
I know. I'm just a nice person, I guess. And I felt bad.
We wouldn't have to save cash for recessed lighting. We would have Madison lighting.
Reception refund lighting. But I know us. That lighting would have been spent by now. It would have gone towards debt or something. Towards our cost student loans.
All right. So
so that was the other hiccup.
Yeah, I remember now.
Day.
That was a pretty bad hiccup. So before
that was
a
terrifying hiccup.
Before we get out of here.
Disease before I even get to spend the night with my husband.
Spent the night, yeah, sleeping. And then we went on to have probably the greatest vacation of my life. I mean, that was so much fun when we went away for our honeymoon for a week. Was phenomenal. So before we get out of here, is there a couple things that you regret that you would change about the setup of the wedding, what happened? Maybe you can go and then I'll go. But I only have maybe a couple, if that. But what would you change?
No, it sounds crazy, but I can't really think of anything because the one thing I would think about changing would be the DJ. However, he did such a good job with the entrances.
And because you knew
he did your entrance for you. Like, don't forget that. Like he's the one who cut your music up and spliced it together between the Shawn Michaels theme and the Mind Freak theme. And like he worked on all that timing with you. So like as much as he messed up some of the reception music, like he got everything else perfect.
He did. And I mean, I will say you knew him, your relationship with him. We got like him for like 75% of his actual cost.
Yeah. Since, since I was a wedding planner, I knew some vendors.
Yeah.
I think me personally, cause my wedding coordinator messed up a lot. Like our colors were navy and maroon and our accent color was silver. And I had left detailed printed out instructions with pictures of how everything should be set up at the reception. And she must have never looked at it. And when I got there, I should have had a conversation with her and I should have made her fix it all. She also did the dessert table wrong. We were supposed to have desserts butler pass to each table. And instead she set up a dessert station and everything on that dessert station was covered in gold and green. And I was like, gold and emerald are not our colors. So it just like some of the things like, she added decorations to tables without permission and stuff. Like I really should have had and we had issues with her before in the planning process.
We did.
I think she just wasn't getting back. Like I had sent so many emails and she just wasn't responding. I think that made me so mad. She claimed how busy she was and she's so sorry. And at the same time we were getting married. I was also a wedding planner and there was one time I had 7 weddings in a weekend and she, because of the venue she worked at, the most weddings she could have in a weekend possible would be 3.
Yeah.
And so I just couldn't accept the answer. I'm so sorry. I was just so busy with weddings because I was busy with weddings and I was responding
there were
to my
weekends I would never see you.
4 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable. Like,
so that's something I think and it's the same thing that goes with the maitre d' who cut his hand and got, you know, diseased blood potentially.
Had a good little
everywhere.
Blade job that night. Good for him.
I wish I would have said something and really stood up as opposed to not. So I just wish I had a little bit more of a voice about some of the things that annoyed me, especially since we spent so much money.
So for me, I mean, right off the top, I would change Probably the amount of groomsmen that I had and their order would change. A lot of that would be different. That would, I mean, that's one thing.
How many did you have? Share with everyone
10.
How many you had. 10. Yeah, that's a lot.
I would have knocked it down to probably 5 and the order would have been different. You know, it's nothing bad against any of them. I'm still friends with all of them. I'm best, you know, best friends with a few of them still. You know, they're very important people in my life, but I just would have shortened it and I would have changed the order up a little bit. Other than that, the reception, I would have liked to have added like the Undertaker's gong in at some point to prepare.
Been the gong before every course.
No, the gong should have, I felt like I would have loved to have had like the DJ control lights and like play the gong before the entrances are going to start and then turn the lights off and then have the entrances start.
With the fog machine.
Oh God, the fog machine would have elevated everything so much. So yeah, I think I wouldn't have changed anything about that. No, I think the wedding ceremony, everything went really well there. I would have changed how long photos took after the wedding ceremony.
Yeah, I think we definitely fell into the trap of you got to get portraits with every family
member. Oh my goodness, that was a nightmare.
We shouldn't have done.
I also wish I would have.
They're like sitting in a box somewhere.
I also wish I would have been way more forceful with the church regarding the chair situation.
Oh yeah, we didn't even mention that.
So I mean, I don't want to go too deep into it, but I mean,
our church set up, there was no middle aisle. It was 2 side aisles.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I really would like a middle aisle. And we were paying them a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
Do your job
and move the chairs. So, like, just shut up and move chairs. Yeah, we paid money for that.
We paid money, like a maintenance fee.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, our rehearsal dinner, luckily the rehearsal was the night before, so we were able to move the chairs then. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of the wedding, like this, at the end of the ceremony and at the end of the pictures, like my church wedding coordinator was getting a little frantic and she was like, we got to move the chairs, guys. I, in my wedding dress, started moving. Oh, in your wedding dress? moving and lifting chairs. And like, these were like heavy and they had to like link into each other. And we had to make sure we knew how many was on each thing. And I was a little bummed out because we did spend what I think was a decent amount of money on the church per their fee. And, you know, to me, it's a no brainer that brides want a middle aisle. And I would think that that's something they would expect to do. And originally they told me they refused to do it. They said, you can't do it.
Yeah, to
and
me.
I thought back and I was like, I'm sorry, but if I'm renting the space, like there's like, why can't we move the chairs and move them back? But I just thought that they were a little
lazy.
Yeah, they didn't budge.
They were
too much
lazy.
On it.
And, you know, I love some people that are in that church, so it's still our church, but the person who ran that entire ceremony was lazy and doesn't deserve to have that job.
Well, she had to answer to some other people too.
Well,
like,
then
it,
do
it was
better.
Like a whole weird administrative thing. It had nothing to do with any of the people we really like at the church.
I was very miffed, bummed out. It's not even bummed out. We'd be like, oh shucks, that stinks. No, I was miffed. You know, we're getting married, so you do what I say. Cause you know why? I'm paying you for that.
Well, not necessarily, but I think I stand by the fact that any bride who would want to get married in that church and they make good money off of having weddings there is going to want a middle aisle. So that should just come with it. And the fact that they fought me so hard on it, I was like, are you for real?
And we're not random people. We attend every weekend. You know, we've participated in groups. We've been there for youth. You know, if I want you to move chairs, you're going to move chairs. Like that,
a little harsh, but I get what you're saying.
No. I don't care how harsh it is. I'll say it to their face if they ever brought it up.
Well, like, they move chairs for other things all the time.
Right.
And I did say that to them. Like,
exactly.
I've seen the chairs move for other events and things. And I was like, well, because she tried to tell me the chairs, they cannot move. Like,
well, they
as
moved.
If they were, as if they were glued to the floor.
Well, they're not.
Kind of thing.
We moved all of them.
Oh my gosh. And that was the other thing too. Oh, that was it. I found a picture on Facebook of a woman who got married there and she had a middle aisle and she got married there like 2 months before, mm-hmm. like, we were even having this conversation with the church, and I sent the coordinator the picture, and I'm like, I'm sorry to have to pull this kind of cord here, but like, here's a picture of the chairs that you say can't be moved, and the chairs are moved. And her response was basically like, yeah, but she's our kids way youth director. So, you know, she got, you know, since she's staff, we did some extra things for her. I was just like,
well, fun fact,
well, that means the chairs
can
move.
Price. I mean, let's go with that.
I was like, okay, but that doesn't change the fact that the chairs can move.
Right. I mean, if I'm paying for the space, I want the space that's available. And it's clear that the middle aisle was available. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was another thing that really, I mean, I've deleted that from my brain until you even mentioned it, because then I remembered now. And then when you talked about it, I was like, oh, wait, I remember this happening. And I was just really miffed. So, yeah, I mean, other than that, I thought our wedding was great. I can't sit there and say that I would change much at all. I wouldn't change anything about the venue. I wouldn't change anything pretty much about the ceremony except for the chairs. But, I mean, it still ended up being fine. No issues at all. So, yeah, I mean, overall, you know, going on 4 years now since the wedding, I still think it went very well. No issues at all. So yeah, did you enjoy that walk down memory lane there?
Memory lane. I did. Thank you, my love.
You're welcome. All right, so we're going to hop out of here. This has been episode 4 of the Where to
episode
Begin.
Episode 4.
Where to Begin podcast. I am Chris DeFrancesco. That is Morgan DeFrancesco. We hope you guys have a great, great rest of your week and weekend. We will catch you guys down the road. Have a good one, and bye-bye.